Whatever was good. Oh, okay. Good morning, honorable members, and welcome to the Portfolio Committee. Before we start, I would like members to adopt the agenda that is in front of you.
Yeah, I'm
moving for the adoption. No, I'm not moving for the adoption. Is there any question? I'm moving now. Thank you. Formally, so I'd like to once again welcome you to the Portfolio Committee meeting. Today is also that we'll have a presentation by the Moral Generation Movement. And we are conscious of the information of that. I'll request all people for their cell phones on to kind of turn off as a temporary museum. With a mic, I really appreciate it. Even if it's not on silent, it's still temporary museum. So we can just switch it off and make our own music. The music.
This is it. Before I start, I think as much as the parliament has already made its condolences, but I think as a Portfolio Committee as well, we would like to make our own condolences to the people who have died in Marikana, and as the portfolio is something that we can, unfortunately, we have to be attached with the Sambo Mali, those who saw this in other countries. So, and you want to open my door. Before we start, I would like us to also introduce ourselves, so that we know who is who in this Portfolio Committee. I know we know each other, but some of the people don't know each other. My name is Tandi Nelson-Rosa. I'm the chairperson of the Portfolio Committee. And next to me is Tabu, and Tia. And she's the committee secretary of the Portfolio Committee. And then on my right here is Tony, who is the committee secretary, who will be leaving us at the end of, but will be attached permanently to the committee. It will be my request. And then I would like us to introduce members of parliament that I hear. Most of them I have apologized, but I will just do the apologies. You've got an honorable story, member of this committee of 2018. You have honorable Namos, the member of the committee, member of the ANC. You have honorable Shana, the member of the committee, the member of the ANC. You have honorable Mahunda, the member of the committee, and the member of the ANC. Then you've got honorable Mutweni, who just entered now, she's a member of the committee, and then member of Inter-South Freedom Party. You've got Eteran Baloyi at the back there, who's a researcher of the committee. You have Tiffany. Tiffany is from PMG. She monitors whatever that we say here, so that no one can accuse us. There was Faith. I don't see her. I think she's missing. She's there. She'll come back. She's our media person. And then I'd like to take quickly Padu. I think she's the one who's getting the CEO of all the departments. We'll just kind of introduce our members, and then I'll give to MRM to introduce ourselves. And anyone also in this committee, so that we know each other before we start.
Thank you, Chairperson and Honourable Members. My name is Benjamin Baduza, Chief Operating Officer in the Department of Urban Culture. I am with Dr. Mulelo Jobin Tui, he's the Acting Deputy in the Department. On his right is Runa Mandabankulu, she's the Chief of Staff in the Office of the Minister. And Ms. Runama is Ms. Claudia Kasamra. She is in the Office of the Deputy Minister. And then in front, the lady in red glasses is Ms. Matris Rakata Mutuko. She's the director responsible for women, children, the ages like myself in the department. And then next to her is Ms. Mulerik Lidim, who's the executive director in arts, culture, in arts and culture and society. And behind the researcher is Mr. Stan Mahashan. He is in the Office of the Minister of Parliamentary Liaison Office. That's the team from the department, Jefferson and members.
Thank you.
Now I'd like because the moral generation of movement is here, the president produced a first portfolio committee. But then, no we do.
Thank you, Chair. I'm Zandi Mzaza, the CEO of the Moral Regeneration Movement. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Chair. I'm Ellen Chanel, a member of the board of MRC.
Hey, thank you. The lady there at the back, can you kindly introduce yourself to the committee, please? Yeah, just look at on the right hand.
Hello there, my name is Julie Wren. I direct the Interdisciplinary Arts and Cultural Organization in Cape Town called Residence Bazaar. And I'm here really as a public citizen observing.
Thank you. Welcome to the Portfolio Committee. Members, can you start? Members, I'll take over to you now.
Thank you.
This was, sorry. Oh, sorry, apologies. We've got a number of apologies. The first one being the manager, Paul Mashandile, who has all other commitments or other meetings. And then you have Mr. Deputy Minister Pata will be attending, who is attending an anti-piracy meeting at the 10 A's. Then we have an apology from the chief who said travels with other commitments. And then you've got Honorable Van Salvik, she's off sick. And I think members would kindly just also call her, and she will not be working on time. As well, can I can just be human enough and just give you a name. Van Salvik. The lady. She got a heart issues, but the associated members can just say, because even when I found a person was sick, I went to see it, and maybe muffins. So I think the members, it would be unfortunate we can't go to the mother or she decided to go to Joburg. Oh, yeah, she didn't go for an island. We always call you, I want to go up. Before we can't go into my mother, because when she gets to, she decided to go to Joburg. I think she has better luck then. Then you have Honorable Father Bell, who is in Angola. She on the public mission, on the electoral observer mission. You have Honorable Mamita Shulwana, who is on a 2-week leave to prepare for the annual Namibia celebration. I believe we're all invited on that one. And then we have Honorable Farai, who is the doctor. Well, Ms. Moss, I wanted her to be on this one. Some group, I believe. And then you have Honorable Tisela, who has party commitment. I just want to comment on this one of Honorable Kawarai, the member of the ANC. And the portfolio. I think we've never even raised it before. You only see him when you do oversight or when you are traveling. Then he's here. And I think I have to raise him in the portfolio committee because he's raised the right many times. And I think it's time for the group of the ANC to take the whip of the ANC to write to say that then to have somebody who will substitute us instead of Abu Kharai, because it will not make any justice to this woman. I know he said that the doctor, I think that the doctor was it there.
Okay,
no, I'm not sure. He's been doing for the past 3 years. Well, I'm trying to have such a commitment. He's also out of order. On the day of the committee, he decides to have party commitment. No, I'm calling. He's not answering my phone. He's running away because then on Japan, he's in a chief whip meeting. Remember, he's a chief whip of UDM. So he will be joining us later. Over the back. Your best friend. Hey, for election. Hey, I'm gone. Can you put me on phone? Okay, I'm gone. That is loyal. Yes, this is the parliament. Hey. Okay. And there is it at last. I've been looking for her. Welcome to my meeting. Mami, just over to you. I think the message you've got and the presentation for us. You will make a presentation. Members will ask questions. The department will only call them so that it must not be your word against them. So then he was a Pendulela in the sense that now I was a Pendulela, so I chose my natural Pendulela so that he can understand. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair, and honourable members and the department. With me, I've brought the copy of the presentation and the report for MRM Master in the file, and I've provided the charter for lady new member, and also the founding document, which is the green document, and the charter and what is MRM. Firstly, Chair, I would like to apologize for our chairperson who couldn't make it, but he was happy that after the discussion, when you visited our offices, you were able to call us to come and inform all the members in terms of our work. Today's presentation, where I followed the questions that were asked, but we have added some of the activities in a report form. I'm not sure whether my colleagues from the Department of Arts and Culture have the actual package. I think there are extra copies. Another additional thing that I have is the CD, just to showcase some of the things that we do. So just to ensure that we raise interest to the members of Parliament and my colleagues. So there is a CD that I'm carrying. To start with, what is the mandate of the Moral Regeneration Movement? The Moral Regeneration Movement is a networking platform mandated to facilitate and coordinate all processes and initiatives aimed at combating moral degeneration. Maybe I'd like to further explain myself in what that means. The moral regeneration understands that there are a lot of organizations that are working or contributing towards moral renewal. So our function, really, when we go to communities, we facilitate, we encourage the communities to have discussion and to resolve their problems. So that's our mandate. And working with and through local structures in communities like the MRM seeks to promote local action and commitment from within the various communities of the country at their level of existence and operation. As a civil society-driven initiative supported by government, the Moral Regeneration Movement gives an opportunity to redouble our efforts as full partnership of the people, also to pay special attention to issues of development, social cohesion, and nation building through the Moral Regeneration Movement, as well as traditional and cultural programs. What is our vision? Our vision is to have a just, tolerant, and moral society for the common good of all. Our mission is to initiate, facilitate, and coordinate societal networks and programs to regenerate and preserve our nation's moral fiber. The values for the movement for us as a movement are responsibility and accountability, honesty and integrity, equity and equality, respect and tolerance, environmental awareness. Our organizational structure. We have a conference which becomes a networking forum of different organizations sharing the activities that they do in the community, thus networking at that level. Then, out of that conference, we've got the board of directors, and then the secretariat, which is headed by me, with four staff members, and then we've since employed temporarily the regional coordinators, there are about six of them, who are facilitating workshops in communities as we stand. but also skilling them into doing the type of work that we are doing. And then we've got provincial coordinator, provinces, central structure. Government, member and board of directors, chairperson is Father Magalis Mpatwa, ordinary member, Ms. Hannah Ibane Machake, Ms. Ellen Shabalala, that I'm with today, and Ms. Domazane Bota, and the People's Court. Our auditors are Sinala and Asote, and I am the Chief Executive Officer. Much as we have said, progress, I think I overlooked that. It's supposed to be the end. So when we said progress, we wanted to trace back because we didn't know how far back we should go with the presentation. But we thought let's just highlight some of the events that we've done since 1998 to give it good chronological understanding as a movement. We had a Mona Summit in 1998, which was addressed by our former president, Bob Mandela, meeting with religious leaders to discuss moral degeneration. That conference resulted in a third round of consultation. Since in that conference, the resolutions were, it's not only the religious leaders that are moral ambassadors. They are not the only group, but they are part, they have a bigger group. So it was important to include other stakeholders like your traditional leaders, unions, all political parties, to make it and to both completely go. In 2001, there was quite a broader conversation when the working committee was set up. 2002, there was a national launch addressed by Babu Zuma, the deputy president of South Africa, who became the first patron of MRM. 2003, an MRM secretariat was employed under the chairmanship of Father Magalis Mpatwa. The 2003, the charter campaign was launched by the then deputy president, Jacob Zuma. In 2004, there was a national conference addressed by him. 2005, there was another MRM national conference addressed by the MRM patron, Ume Phumzile Mlambo-Ndaba. 2007, the Charter of Positive Values was finalized at Ekurhuleni. 2008, the Charter of Positive Values presented to honorable former president of the Republic of South Africa, Dr. Nelson Mandela, by the MRM Board of Directors at the Nelson Mandela Foundation on the 25th of July. Because the fact that MRM, it was important to go back to him and recognize that he was the one who accepted the introduction of the moral regeneration movement. And in those meetings, we were asked to have values, to find shared values for the South African community. So after him consulted for 3 years, we then went to him to do a presentation before we even before the charter was adopted. In 2008, the Charter of Positive Values was adopted at Waterproof Air Force Base on the 28th of July by the MRM patron, Mr. Mlambo-Ndaba, then the Deputy President of the Republic of South Africa. 2009, MRM Month was officially launched and opened by the Minister of Arts and Culture, Ms. Elsinwane in the Limpopo. In 2009, there was a conference gala dinner addressed by the Minister, Umam Phumzile, and conference addressed by the Honorable Deputy President of the Republic of South Africa, Mr. P.K. Mthante. 2010, MRM was officially opened by Deputy Minister of Arts and Culture, Mr. P. Mashatile, at Mabato Convention Center in Northwest. 2010, official closure of MRM Month by the Deputy President of the Republic of South Africa, Honorable K.K. Mkale, at Ilembe District, KwaZulu-Natal. 2011, MRM Month was officially opened by the Deputy Minister of Arts and Culture, Dr. J. Pata, at the Ashby Church in Kimberley, in the Northern Cape.
27, Officer Closer of the MRN Marhai, by the Deputy President of the Republic of South Africa, Honorable T.K. Mthathe, at Nelson Mandela Medical University. 2011, MRN Youth Program Pilot. In 2011, we piloted an MRN Youth Program for 6 months, where we were looking at one training the youth worker, and at the same time transferring our skills to them, and at the same time let them coordinating in different in different areas. This 15 youth coordinators were employed, two from each province, with an exception of the Western Cape, as part of MRM's education and skills transfer program. In 2012, impact group discussions and workshops ended us making a decision to continue with some of those youth workers to work in communities, because we thought we were gaining invaluable inroads within the communities. 2012, official opening ceremony of MRM month by the MC of Social Development in Free State. 2012, official closure of the MRM month by the Deputy Minister in the office of the President, Ms. Obet Bathela in Gauteng. We were also supposed to report on funding by DHC. I have got a list of the funding that we received ever since our induction from the Department of Agriculture. I don't know whether the members of the Portfolio Committee would like to go through right through, but the average has been 2 million for the initial 3 years. And then the fourth year, we had, my arithmetic is not going to serve me well, 699 and 639, I think it was 1.3 something. In 2006, we did receive 4.147, and then 2007, we did receive 4.3 something, that is 2.191 million. 2008 to 2009, 2 million to 4 million. 2009 to 2010, 1.5, it was 3 million. 2010 to 2011, 3 million. We are still waiting for the allocation for this year. Successes. We believe our biggest success was the development of the charter, because the process was so inclusive, such that the 20 started discussing issues of morality in communities. And people started understanding what moral issues are all about. Presentation of the Charter of Positive Values to Bob Mandela on the 25th. Adoption of the Charter of Positive Values. Mainstreaming of MRM in the Department of Correctional Services. Has got a white paper on corrections 2005 as amended, that is in Chapter 3. We thought that was a big milestone where a department mainstreams the values. Mentioning of MRM in the Department of Social Development, which resulted in the framework of positive values, which are distributed by social development. Strong stakeholder relations. We've got social partners. We work with them in provinces. They also invite us in their deliberations. They also host us in their deliberations, or in our deliberations. So we do have social partners, and also we do have some provinces who are doing well. Official launch of the MRM month, which was July 2009. Launch of the MRM Youth Program 2011. Although it was short-lived, but we believe we're able to ensure that those young people are absorbed in their localities. We have had unqualified audits. I would like to overemphasize that, that we have had unqualified audits ever since we started as an organization, as a movement. Adoption of the Charter of Positive Values by the Social Cohesion Summit in 2012. We were very pleased that
after the summit, one of the resolutions was the adoption of all those values that we had spent years and years preparing, but the Social Cohesion Summit submitted them in 2012. Our challenge is really is funding and resourcing. We do raise a little bit of funds, but it takes so much energy and time to look for funds. More especially in that impression that we are a government department. So that those are some of the responses that we normally get. And thus, it becomes very difficult to resource. But having said that, we do get a lot of support from some of the district municipalities and some of the provinces. And that's how we are able to expand the work that we do. We get minimal support from government in terms of financial support. And other challenges are political climate. We do so much work that whenever after the elections, then we experience that the people change posts and positions. And usually, the people that help us with facilitation are normally employed by not the MRN health and organization, but they are employed by municipalities or the provinces. So that affects the type of work that we do. But having said that, it also helps us because it means we do this facilitation to many people at the same time who end up leading the work activity of the public perception. I think part of the concern is how, especially when we are about to have the election, how our name is going to be thrown around as though we are the only ones who have got the responsibility of ensuring that there is more than a new one. Meanwhile, it was said and it was accepted that we are playing a facilitative role, and then what will happen, every South African is supposed to commit him or herself into doing something that will bring about positive change in our country. Of course, at times the media is not it is not helpful. In the sense that even when they know that there is a movement, but anybody can go and talk about the movement anyhow without anybody defending you as a movement. So those are the challenges that we are experiencing. Well, I would like the members to remember that the challenge is multifaceted and complex, and solutions similarly so, but for us, renewal, we can do it as a South African community. With that, I would like to thank you.
Thank you, Madam Jaja. Thank you, honourable members. The presentation has been made by MRM, and I think now we can ask questions, comments, suggestions, and all that. Mshwana, Anomals, Mabunda, Sele, in that order. Mshwana? Can you mic on? No, is it one? Is it correct?
Chairperson, while I raised my head, I had two questions, but I see one now. The progress on page 4 of the presentation, I see the organizational structure shows that the board of directors, my analysis that is informed by a the conference and the secretariat is like they inform the board of directors. But then I see the provinces, and there is this other thing which I don't know whether it's not like arrows. So I don't know like the rules and the relationship between those, because it doesn't show. I think there are reasons that are also informed by the Secretariat, but I don't understand the role of the regional, the relationship with the region. The other one was the addition that you said your arithmetic. It's 13. Where's the page now? I wanted to see like this. I lost the page, but I have an answer for you. You see it during the thank you.
Thank you, Mama.
Thank you very much for the presentation. Please excuse me if I make my name a mistake to say. I don't know where is your board member. Maybe if at least one of your board members can also be accompanied to come to the board meeting. Three board members. Thank you. On the issue of the flight of the findings, it will be for us who we are not new members, but for members who are getting the first time this presentation about the organization, it will be very important for us if you can actually making a breakdown of the premium. Anybody can read just the numbers people receive. But we didn't know how the money was spending and from where you all getting this funding from. Is it only the Department of Agriculture? Is there no other spheres of government who also contribute to this organization on the issue of the outroll of your program? But anyone mean it is that the people can see. Yes, the country has this phase of government, but this phase of your government is very important on the issue of moral generation. They not only come to your conferences or to your meetings or to your programs to come to make speeches, but also to contribute towards resources. As you say, the challenge of resources is the main factor of your organization. I mean, you can't depend only on the Department of Agriculture. They must be all the other things. I think in your presentation you're talking about equal relations and politics. Who are equal? What did they contribute towards the cover of the community? They can't just come to make a welcoming of opening. The premier, who wants to know how then? How much, what resources did they have that how then is contributed towards the community? I mean,
no, I can't see him, I'm sorry.
Then I just raised it because I thought in the slide, that's why do you say about story, I just see what I see on the brown paper here. On the issue of the region, are they volunteering? And how long were these people volunteering? They can't volunteer forever. I mean, if you want more productive and effective work on the ground, then people can't volunteer forever. Because they'll be going to 20 years of democracy soon. And after 20 years of democracy, people don't want to volunteer anymore. That's true. Or how did you build that volunteer to the second level? So that he or she is saying, okay, I'm the world of this organization, but I can move in now something else. See, I thought I'd stop today, but I will come later on. Maybe if there's some response on the issue of the, several level of agreement or whatever between this organization and the party.
Thank you, Jefferson. Just one, I mean, two quick questions, if there are questions. Like, I think we would also like to be informed about religious visions that the moral regeneration movement has been established by for the good sake for us to understand the line of reporting from who and how, and it also encompasses the programs that you do there. One just listen to you talking about the programs, you know, the summit and all these other things. We also like to know about the direct product, programs directly to the communities, how we involve them, how we participate. Your link, because I assume this one is the national component, your link to the provinces and down to the municipalities. So how are they getting funds to drive those programs and so on and so on. And the other one, which is also linked to what I'm talking about, you are talking about the unqualified audit. We will not understand it until you explain to us which funds the Auditor General that they have been in relation to the who or from whom you find the fund coming from. Sometimes we have the so-called internal audit committee to check them, how do we use these funds. Were those kind of funds used precisely for the purpose requested for? And of course sometimes we find out the Auditor General just look if ever the funds has been used. But internally you might be doing exactly if they have been used for the purpose. And which, what are the legislations that are guiding you towards the usage of this kind of funds? We would like to be privileged to know about this kind of stuff. Thank you, Chief.
You see, the first thing is is the organic one. To me, it was very sketchy because it doesn't explain a lot of things that we need to know. One of the things also is the representation of the form of the director. The previous speaker is already talking because you must make us understand what this that animal MRS. I've read here that is MRM. You know when this was formed, I thought by now in our places of residence we would have the problems that we're having. Actually moral degenerated. And from what I read here, it is contrary to what is happening. And you have mentioned the success. I would very much like to hear successes that really relate to us. What have you achieved in this program? I just see the speaker when you mentioned the program, one of the, our members made utterance on this. I thought if we have programs, it must tell us what programs are those. Yes, we can see that it says programs and then you see the speakers where they, and it doesn't tell you what programs actually include. When we talk about programs. You see that what do you call this, the moral regeneration is it says a lot that hasn't been achieved. And if you say how does the MRM operate, networking forum known as working committee, comprising provincial, local government, state-based organizations, non-governmental organizations. Surely, you know, we must have when this, because you facilitate, you say you are facilitating. You know, Chairman, I don't know what our comrades are speaking. And now we are charged to with, you know, with understanding where does this MRL account to, because it's not an organization, it's a movement. And we are getting a pattern as the MRL was residing in the residence and now tends to be funded by arts and culture. I can see partly because of what is stated here, maybe of social cohesion and all this. But I think we must get the details of it, so that we can see also in that, you know, in the reports that we are giving us and understand and be able to explain. That is there that we can talk about the loopholes that we have. Because definitely we haven't achieved what we are aiming for. Thank you.
Thank you.
Haven't
you
asked
the
just one. I forget to raise this one. Can also be privileged through you, Chairperson, that you know, most of the government or public entities that we know of, their board of directors have been appointed probably by ministers. Let's know how your body is being established in terms of which legislation, so that we can be able to know exactly. Let me call it your entity. Is it just an NGO or a structure? It falls within that category of being a government or public entity, like any other that we know, so that we can be able to know exactly how the funds are being channeled through from one department to you and so on, and how your accountability is based on. Thank you.
There's a good question as well. I think as much as I've been in your offices when I had you in I think concerns a lot of questions, because at you must understand we have a massive base of understanding, especially on the foundation part of MRN and the location part of MRN. Because the foundation part of it, then Masuri is raising it, because I know the patron, and my issue is there's no legislation, then you will be like, the worst development is you'll be leaving your hand out. You know, when they want to give you money, they will. If they want to give you money, they won't. There is no legislation. And I think the movement is very good. We need it as a nation right now. With all this moral decay, with all, not only about values and behavior, we need the structure up to the most local level. But my issue is the legislation, you know. And I think maybe it's the first time I'm supporting in Parliament.
Yeah.
Is it? Members of Parliament are very sensitive when it comes to the reporting. I thought I would just have missed for today. So what are you going to tell you the breakdown of the money? Or what is it that you've done? What is it that you've done? What is it that you've reported? They want a detailed report on that's why you are getting all these questions. We want details so that you can be able to understand what is it that is being done by funds, you know. The reporting structures, yes, we call it because so there's that outcry, there's been those accusations in terms of financial problems. But I think maybe in particular the department will also help us here on the reporting line. Are they reporting department? Is there a follow-up that has been done? And I think, and why are you located at DAC? If that's one of the issues. One can say, why not a social? Another can say, because there shall be a problem. One can say, which other department can be relevant to MRM? So they can ask you, but why you not in the present, you know? They can ask those questions. Maybe that's why you want to understand. You can respond, both of you can respond. If there's anything that maybe they can answer for it.
Thank you. I want to apologize up front, because I just followed the question. We normally have a big report. But what we can do, we can send, because it's only image, so I apologize. Which would have given you a bigger picture of the actual activities and where the activities are. Coming to talk about how we are structured, we are a non-governmental organization, Section 21. This was a decision by Cabinet in 2002. That government supports the work of the moral regeneration, and the then President agreed that they would like the patron, the deputy president, to be the patron of the movement, so that we get support and leverage from government. That's my understanding. But there was a cabinet decision to that effect. Then there was a decision that they want us to be Section 21 so that we can be flexible and be able to raise funds and facilitate. So that's my understanding in terms of how we were formed. Then there was a working committee, and the working committee eventually realized that since now we are an entity, it's better to have a board of directors who are going to supervise the actual administration of the resources of an entity. So that when they make the decisions are made to them, rather than going to a working committee which consists of people from different organizations. There was a question so there is no legislation that governs the work that we are doing. We have been working on it as a movement with the presidency and DAC. Then a decision was further made by cabinet that DAC is going to be a conduit of the funds that we receive. And then when it comes to the provinces, the relationship within the structure, there's volunteer work from the provinces and region. I think it's a political will. But there's nothing that binds them. There was a time when the current president, Jacob Zuma, when he was in the deputy president, sent a directive to provinces to say they must assist with, but there is nothing that binds them. We just have to negotiate. And also there's nothing that binds the municipalities to support us. It's a political will more than anything. But what it is, we raised these things with presidency and also the AC to say we need to ensure that this is structured, because at the end of the day, when the chairperson and myself leave, there might not be that relationship. It might be other people who do not understand what happened. So we are still working on that. And that's why you'll find the diagram doesn't say, in fact, people at regions and provinces, they come and gather at that conference. And then they decide on what they want to do. So they are also like our bosses. They are like the bosses of the board of directors in terms of programming and in terms of looking for resources. That's why you don't see the direct line going to provinces and regions. The only people that were employed is the 6 regional coordinators. Those report directly, they work with provinces and district municipalities, and then they report directly to us. Partly because we were finding it difficult in organizing in some of the provinces. There was the question about which are the strong provinces, which are the weak provinces. They take turns. We saw Sudan being the strongest this year, and yet they were lulled for years. And then we have KZN and Mpumalanga. Western Cape was trying to organize. We are still trying. We're better. So it depends on the leadership, because there's nothing that binds these leaders to do what they are doing. The Northern Cape is strong. Northwest has started being strong. So those are the provinces that we are really working on. But in Gauteng, it's not at provincial level. It's at municipality level. So, but we haven't won the province of Gauteng. So that amount of time we would take coordinating, looking for resources and having workshops. I thought by just giving you the second report on just the activities for the July month, I just wanted the members of panel, and I approached the panel, I would give the whole report of all the activities. We do social dialogue. We target certain, last year we were targeting the youth. Even this year we're still targeting the youth. But now in partnership with the elders. So we do that. But unfortunately we cannot reach all the South African community with resources. In terms of resources, it's very difficult for MRM to report on how much a province or a district spends. Because they report to their principals, who are maybe mayors, or to the province itself. They can just tell us how they spend their money, that's all. But they don't report to us, it goes through those departments. You ask which are the strong stakeholders that we have. Through the publication board is very strong. They even assist us with resources. Social development is very strong in some areas. We work with, especially at local level. And then SAPS is sporadic. You find that in the area of Newcastle, Zululand, and they are very strong in terms of ensuring that we facilitate discussions and we have events there. But there is no clue that binds all those departments or organizations. We have since received the promissory note from the National Lottery Fund, and that they are going to be funding us. We're waiting for the amount of money. We spoke about regional coordinators, whether they are volunteers. They volunteer, but we give them stipends. We just don't pay them at all. There is a stipend that we give them, automatic. After each and every report, and we go, as I'm going this coming week to Peter Maritzburg, we go and do activities. We're going to be do walks and all that against abuse. So they volunteer, they create these activities, and we are able to attend some of those.
Thank you, Chair, and honorable members and officials from the Department of Agriculture. Chairperson, I just want to check on the question that was asked along the lines of funding. Yes, DAC has been tasked with funding a moral generation, and minister after minister makes sure that he first or she understands what we are doing, and they release whatever we are. It's not dependent on the budget of moral regeneration as such, which is a dilemma for us, because we can have many projects and with highly inflated budget with very less money that comes from the Department of Arts and Culture. As a result, we have been battling, as Anjali has presented, we have been battling a lot with funding. But if you notice as well in the structure of MRM, we only have four permanent people that were from moral regeneration. So it's too little a contingency of people who have to just to make sure that all provinces' administrative work is handled properly. Zandile, I think, has articulated the resourcing by previous and local government for the volunteers in their area. And I must confirm that there has been so much failure in this regard, but some premiers were very reluctant to really take moral generation under their thing of budgeting process or even do anything about it. Hence the word deliver. And Gauteng is one of the poor provinces with a lot of resources, and we're taking the matter to a patron to assist with negotiating with the officials. One of the issues as well that in the genesis has not been covered because of we didn't want to really create a voluminous paperwork for this meeting. But in the genesis of the structure of the board, the leaders then, all political parties, agreed that the faith-based organization were the cardinal vein to drive morality issues. And with time, the board changed to incorporate labor, sports, business, and everyone. As a result, we had a huge complement of the board. But as you might know, that members of the board, if they're not paid, they get to attend meetings when they like, and the board diminished into a smaller number of board members. So to complement the four members of staff of Moral Regeneration, all board members of Moral Regeneration have a responsibility themselves to run Moral Regeneration programs in other provinces at no pay. So I thought I should just bring that to the meeting. In terms of what Honourable Mansouri has raised, I also want to raise, Mansouri, that we have had a lot of benefits, not only from the Film and Publication Board, which has been very instrumental in going with us to provinces, teaching to young people about the dangers of pornography and the impact in society and so on, but we also have had very strong leadership in the traditional National House of Traditional Leaders. the armed forces have taken moral regeneration seriously, and they themselves have played self-advocacy to the provinces and to their local communities in enshrining the values that are captured here. And they develop their own programs which will lead to moral regeneration, and we nurture what we are doing, and they can drive themselves to different parts in their areas. So there has been tangible, and even in the policing front, we have a program, or we run a program with moral, with the moral regeneration program with the SATS. Just talk deeply about these things. However, we are very largely disappointed about other political parties who have embraced the Charter for Positive Values, which has been a very crucial exercise to arrive at common value systems for the country, because they cut across every, whether you're African or you're black, the issue of respect, environment and everything carries a lot of weight. So there's been a lot of work put in terms of arriving at the launch of the Charter of Positive Values, but the country as a whole, across political lines, across ethnicity, agrees to these values. However, some provinces are very reluctant to buy into a program and drive it from the provinces. So it has been a battle, and CEO has done well in terms of coming up with strategies of looking at local government. If there's a resistance at the top, we look at a local government support, like Western Haiti, so which we have experienced a lot of hostilities and change of guard and all sorts of things. But we get coordinators who in a period of time they are shifted away. The issue, Honorable Mabunda, around the issue of finances, I'm glad to say that the CEO has brought the whole package of the financials, how we use the money that has been used, and how we arrive at being an institution that has an unqualified audit. The board resolves that it employs its own audit firm, which is Quinana Audit Firm, which does all our books, and from time to time they evaluate our financials, and they tell us that, you know, the problem areas are here, but you can improve. But all in all, we've had unqualified report, which is quite pleasing. And so what was disturbing, honorable members, was that even though parliamentarians that we present to understood the presentations that have been made, what has been difficult was that some members of parliament could not play a protective role when there are negative publications, especially around the finances. If you recall, there was a bad publication about moral generation, fruitless expenditure of 10 million, 21 million, which was untrue. And we thank the Football Committee then, because they quickly made us, they brought us this, but it doesn't make us feel that in the Parliament there is a general acceptance of moral generation and it is monitored. In terms of monitoring, again, Honorable Member Mansuri, is that DAC does, I mean, to us, is more like a principal ministry. The patron calls us from time to time, who's the deputy president, to understand what are we doing. As a result, the DAC and the patron instituted an impact study analysis, and that, I think, is the report that the Portfolio Committee has to receive to understand the existence of MRM vis-à-vis the impact in the society. So I think the report has been concluded. We have not received it as MRM, but we understand that DAC does have that report. We don't have it yet. So I think I've covered most of the questions, but if there are any, we welcome them. Thank you, Chair. Thank you, Justin.
I think as far as the Department of Agriculture is concerned around the issues of legislation, reporting, and funding that have been written by honourable members, we do receive the MPS allocation in the department, and in our MPS allocation we have got public entities, about 26 of them, that are established in terms of relevant respective legislation, which then we are enjoined by those legislation to subsidize. I think as CEO and the honorable board member of MRM has indicated, they are not a public entity. as far as we are concerned. And as Theo has indicated, they were established as the second Grade 1 company through the cabinet decision to us in 2002, with a strong emphasis that they are then able to raise funds to continue with the program of ensuring that there's more of a generation in the country. Therefore, we then were enjoined to give them a founding funding. That was our understanding, that they are founded as a movement that then they would guide the country in terms of the issues of moral regeneration. I think all the Honourable Board Member has indicated that from ministers to ministers, then they we don't have an obligation in terms of our MTF allocation to fund the MRS. However, what we do is then we would enter into a service level agreement for that particular year and allocate them from as any other funded project that we would then enter into a service level agreement with them for that particular year and allocate in terms of what we have available. So there is no subsidy that is channeled through the department for the moral regeneration movement. What we understand MRM to assist the evaluation to, which is one of our mandates, is the issue of social cohesion and nation building. And one person was saying, for instance, in the meeting we had this week, who is responsible for ensuring that there is social cohesion? And it came out clearly that it's actually us and the citizens themselves. Can government say that go and be socially cohesive if there is a decline in moral values in the country? So I think, as they have indicated, NRM, it's not, I wouldn't see it as a solely government responsibility, but it's a societal responsibility. And as indicated, it comes from the family, it comes from the religious institutions, it comes from everybody. Everybody should be on board in terms of ensuring that we leave those values. Those values and a good process was undertaken to develop and define those values, but then the implementation of those values from the basic level, from the children when they grow up, do they know those values or are they just in the paper? What is the role of the Department of Basic Education to ensure that the children are capacitated as they grow around what values in South Africa we would like to live by? And so on and so on. So what the Department of Social Development, what does it do to ensure that we turn around this decline in moral values in our country? So it, for us, it's a multi-faceted approach that is needed to drive the moral regeneration. I wouldn't see it as residing in a particular area of government. I think it cuts across and it's the responsibility of us as South African citizens to ensure that we implement and we leave the values that we have all agreed upon. So, Chairperson and Honourable Members, we remain at the Department. We don't have a direct reporting line for this with the MRM. They don't come and report to us, except for when we have entered into a certain level agreement, then they would bring for us their report to indicate how those funds were spent, audit the financial statements, and the report on what they have done around the funding that has been provided them. Thank you.
I think one thing I just need to clarify here, and I think the board member, we as parliament, we don't have the responsibility to protect what the media says, and we cannot protect what we don't know. You know, as much as media is written about the 10 million we cannot, as members of parliament, protect that part that we don't know, unfortunately, and that has not been reported to us as well. Because I think maybe what we can also clarify is the things about why did they say that the 10 million has been used. I had the questions as well from the media as well, but I never answered them because I said I did not meet the MRA, so I can't just respond on anything. But I'm not sure whether it is the visibility of MRM or is it what, because you see, when people are visible and making noise, then members are able to pick it up, you know, or identify that there's work being done. I mean, you've got a structure now
not to say that, called Mixer. Yesterday they were the ones who were jumping past with Moral 7, the week is, what's the fasting week, I'm not sure about that, I don't believe it in yet. So when those were, your visibility as well speaks to us, so we're able to fight and say, no, but there is this movement that is doing a good job. Why we can be able to fight with that. So I know members, I can see it, and maybe, so I have to just comment on that. I'm not sorry, so members ask, there's tea outside, do you want tea first or do you want to finish with Emma?
No, sir, I'm not saying with you.
Eh?
Okay, Mama Dori. I'm saying we wasted a lot of time.
Okay, speak to me.
The key is the mic is not going to be here for the discussion.
When you have people disturbing you like this, Chetan, earlier in the meeting, it is possible that you won't even hear what you are saying. Because, yes, you know, Chetan, I'm sitting here, really, I just want to comment. Listening to you. To me, it is quite evident that, you know, when we took leadership in 1994, some of the things that we have done were, you know, because it was the first time for us to come, they are quite questionable. And I think we do need a revisit of all this. The people who have initiatives are very important. Leaders that we have confidence in. But, you know, you can see the way things are going these days. After 16 years, we realize that we can't be looking at maybe the documents that we used in 1990-something and think that they're still working. Things are changing, people's ideas, everything. I think, first and foremost, I don't know how did it come about that we don't get support from the president or at the same parliament, because that's how we operate. And I was just looking at the event that we had here. In fact, the MRM should have been in the forefront of what happened here, because as you are saying, CEO, effect-based organization is you know, it's the most important vehicle for this. And there's never fun to hear who are even completely themselves. And you are definitely, you know, you are correct to say, come election. When we want to go to communities, with our footsteps, shows how the children get down. It is then that we think of the faith-based organization. And we think that this is going to change the perception here. People are being clever. They know what they want. I think it's high time that we take up this. Really, very seriously. We are going to make noise as this group for the fact that it was established by the president. And the MPs now, when you listen to this, you just want to note it. His comrades after that debate, because we had, you know, we operated under the MDM for a long time, the movement, the federal, what we don't count in. You see, maybe that's what, yes, you just think, you see, what do we understand about this, you know? I think you need to revisit everything here, Charity. Thank you.
One of the issues that I want to raise quickly is, one of the check is that, maybe I want to go to the structural part of it to say that, when is the election of the next court? Until when is this court in place? And I think it's important as well to, as much as we are complaining about the issue of funding, also for us to receive the MRN and the program of action, because that would also assist us. So I was saying that this report, is very funny because if you understand your POE, and I think my friend also raised this issue about provinces as well, and we were also speaking about the issue of visibility. I understand you were raising this issue of finances, but I'm not sure whether I will use it, because you see, if you want to be known, you must also include, especially if moral regeneration movement is part of morally, I always associated with the church, with the, not only with religion. Where are they on this court? Because if they're not part of the church, you won't be seen. Like, we've got so many councils, you've got interfaith councils, you've got your South African Council of Churches, you've got your there are many, I'll say, other discussions. I'm also going to ask, what kind of the platform your team will be with you? Just give us a few minutes. From Jesus, I just got a text, then I need to what happened to the Pogmas meeting of the portfolio committee? Chief, did you want to get the meeting? Do they want to? Okay, one of them, most, and then one of them,
thank you very much, Chairperson. Thank you very much for the meeting. Chairperson, I think I'm more confused after the CC was answering something. You see, if you were giving money, I mean that money was giving, was money from the government. It wasn't money from civil society or whatever to get in this organization from the ground. So if the government was contributing money to get in this organization from the ground, because they were thinking this organization is going to contribute value to South Africa. Now, Jay, they were already creating debt expectation. I mean, funding was given from since 2002. And now, we can't say now, a several year of agreement of that particular year, and then we're giving the funding. Because since 2002, you're giving the funding. Why you are still looking at that time? Never mind, leaders have changed every time, but the government is still the government of South Africa. And you are getting the information in the eyes of the government. There's nothing a new government. It's the same government. It's just the faces have changed. So Chairperson, I will totally agree with what Honourable Mansoul was saying. We must look deeper at this thing. And we must look as the things are working as they were yesterday. Otherwise, we will not do justice to take for taxpayers' money. Jacob, we will not do justice. And according to the PFMA, if you have a business plan, as a section 21, and your business plan talks towards what your funding model is saying, and you can account for the funding you receive from the government upon the PFMA, and you apply to the PFMA, there's nothing wrong. There's absolutely nothing wrong. But you can't give money of the government to a political party. Yes, I know that one. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to NGOs or sectors and ones, you can give money. If that organization provides a business plan, a business plan towards what you want to do, or you want to do in this organization. If the business plan or whatever is a sound business plan. Okay, really, we must really get our house in order. Really. Please, let's get our house in order, really, Chairperson. And I think we must still find out this thing. Because it's not the first organization who comes to this committee, Chairperson. It's not the first committee who comes to this. We must still look at this committee. We must still look. Is there other organizations who get funding from the department or from the government? We must account our warehouse. I think there must be consequence. We must be consequence. Say about the last time in V226. When one of the entities report to us, they say a portfolio committee of other council of parliament was saying that and then they say, but then we look to one another as committee members. whose people was that? Because I don't want chairperson, I don't even use chair. As chairperson or any member of this committee must be they must be saying something when people come to it, 40 new members come and they come to this committee. That agriculture committee didn't do their work properly. So chair, I'm hearing the good news, no, good. I'm saying that they are not emotional. I know you always say, let them cry in this water. So I'm saying that in a very good mood, chairperson, this organization wants to follow the next generation in this society. And we must also be friends and face them to them, or whatever. What is the way forward?
Thank you. Ms. Badu, just one question to the department. Are you as a department monitoring the events of MRF? Because at the end of the day, they said you're going to go by man. So I want to know, are you monitoring this event? Most time I hear the hand, how are you fine? Yes, okay. Yeah.
I'm checking on morale. You know, we should rely on you for the morality of this country. And I'm checking you because the many little things that happen. You read the newspaper, you find that like there are people who believe things like the way can be done. It's like a lot of things just like this. I don't see your involvement, because I want to believe that if we want the morality of this country to improve, we must look at the structure which that particular. I don't see your involvement, and I don't see why if you are supposed to do something about whatever happens, the society should be a beginning of the morality of this country. And the second one, on your funding by the DAC, I don't understand why you have still awaiting funds for 2011 to show, whereas I see 1,500 next to
1,000.
Everything here, sorry. You see, now we talk of millions. Now, I see there is a million and half, there's 1.5 on page 11. So I don't understand why, if you are awaiting, how much are you supposed to get? Say, and how do you divide that to the provinces? Because yeah, it's like some of these provinces we don't see and from the book. Thank you.
I was asked that question before. I think at some stage we will just be opening more conference. What I would propose to go to still have another interview outside. Because what I would propose number one is to before MRM to give us all the questions that we've answered, to give us a detailed report on it. Number one, when is the election of the board, and I ask the people for the question that they have, you know, and from the system, give us a detailed report. And as I say, it won't just do justice to us as members of parliament if we just see provinces or regions. We don't know who is in that structure in that region, who is in that structure in the people. Oh, because it, unfortunately, the report from my education is very empty for us. You know, it doesn't give us all the details in one word. We will sit here the whole day asking the questions, and unfortunately, we don't get answers. Usually, most of the entities, when they come to present like this, unfortunately, I always say nothing that is presented will come next time. And then the members of parliament do that, are very uncomfortable for saying, the media will always say, who was chased away from parliament? We don't want that, you know. Really honestly, from the questions that have been asked, we want a very detailed report and your relations as well, because we don't know who are you working with. That's why I asked about some of these structures as well. Not only state structures, there are many organizations as well. I know it I think the legislative issue is a problem to say that being a citizen one. How far have you gone to private companies, you know? At the end of the day, they must also promote morality. They are mine, they are everyone. So, we want that report, then we'll be able to help. You see, if you don't give us a detailed report, if I can go now to anyone who asks me about MRM, I will never know what is it to say, you know? And unfortunately, that's why even when we were raising this, Mama, she said that the media said it was an extremely short, 10 million.
I couldn't answer it because I don't know what they're thinking about. Even now, after this, the media person is here, she's going to ask me, where is the 1 million? I won't be able to answer because there's no breakdown of what it was, what Parliament won the rent and sent up to nothing. We read documents, what does it, we don't mind, as long as we get the whole message as well. But I wanted to ask that question.
Member of Parliament, a public representative, his department, in special, they've got expert money. I just want to correct you because I don't want us to be locked in. We have an obligation as public representative to understand what the best citizens and societal That's it. We're talking about taxpayers' money. That is the reason why we want a board, Ms. Badula, and we want to know each and every cent, how it is spent. Whether it is Section 21, Goba, it involves public money, and as South Africa, it affects our GDP. Thank you.
Thank you, sorry, but also what I want to check with the new answer, who do they report to also in the department? Because now, we really don't get what is really happening. Because I asked a question yesterday, I think there's a question even from them, but what is happening with MRN? It's like, checking there, we don't know this normal, why do you give them, I thought that such a question, not knowing you, I thought it would be a doctor, MNE, which is, I thought that even going to be a reward. When I asked the question last time, are you doing the M&E? What M&E are you doing? Because really, that's why you find... Last week, we were insulted by one man called Fredinia, with a friend who was doing that, who knows it. He insulted me every email I opened, Fredinia Taylor, he's telling me how silly I am, how arrogant I am. Every time my phone rings, how do I get in one man? I called him to Parliament and said, okay, come now. And then I found that this man gets money from the department. But the one is supposed to report back the money. There's nothing, and the department is not even following me, Mr. Senyatela, on what he's getting. You know. So that's why I want to know this, because we get into trouble. You are lucky because the DA is not here, you must thank God. Otherwise, after this meeting, there's a big statement like this. So I want to know that, because unfortunately, I wouldn't want any answers, because unfortunately, we won't get all the answers that we want. Those will have a meeting the whole day. We still have Mr. Mchera during the day. So, I would want that.
Thank you, Honourable Secretary. I think, when I was saying moral regeneration is a societal issue, I didn't mean that we, therefore, are making our responsibility to monitor and evaluate in terms of what's happening with the funding. EMRM, we receive reports on how they spent the funds that have been allocated to them. And we are satisfied with the reports that we receive. I think I have indicated that. We allocate funding and then they report to the department in terms of how they have utilized the funds, and they also give us the audited financial statement. And CEO indicated that since they have been established, they have always received unqualified audits. And I know they are moving towards clean audits. So that's how then we get to know how the public funds that have been allocated to MRM have been used, and we get comfortable that they are used for the purposes that they were intended to, and that therefore we get the report and we get audited financial statements. And Honourable Member of the Board has alluded to a research that has been done on the moral regeneration, on moral regeneration, and also the impact of moral regeneration in the country and the programs that are rolled out by the MRM and a whole range of other stakeholders that deal with moral regeneration issues. So that study was conducted and at the request of the department. and we have got a report, we just received a report of that study. That's also part of monitoring and evaluation services. We've got a report of that, all that research, and we are tabling that, the minister will be tabled that report, that report to cabinet. And it will be an opportunity for cabinet also to engage on the report and give a further direction in terms of what we're doing around the issue of moral regeneration as well as the MRM service. Thank you.
Your final welcome.
Chairperson, thanks for the opportunity. I thought I should just highlight what previously okay, which was in a way very assisting in terms of monitoring and evaluation of moral regeneration to the department. There was a previous deputy minister, it was agreed that she or he sits in the board of moral regeneration, so it is a seamless way of dealing with the challenges, dealing with all the agreements that were agreed to. So the new leadership has not deployed an official or a deputy minister to sit in our board, and we have breaks with the minister. So we would appeal that that happens as well, because it assists us to understand the expectations of our government as well as to deal with the anomalies that they are in from the MRM. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, ma'am. But before I let you go, and the board member, I think I've already made my point, but what I would request now is for the department and MRM to sit down and do this report. Because at the end of the day, you're also not giving us all your challenges. Because remember, Parliament is not only about interrogation, about what we've done. Even the challenges as well, we need to know that, because this is a, because for the fact that this movement was launched, there was a vision and a purpose, but I think there was an error somewhere to the structural arrangement as well. You see, you also, you can't work in isolation. We want the support. So the moment that we get that support in Mumkai, I demand, no means that, because we need to take what whatever we say, we report, we've got some of that we report, but what are we going to report to say and say, what is this, that, what is the challenge for comrades? We cannot just say it's funding. Who will say it's funding? They'll say it's funding when? They'll say funding when? And then which programs are they talking about? And then when we give them this, they'll say, ask more in Luton Mobile. You know, there's no electricity, there's no water, how many staff have you employed, and all those, the ones that put record. But I think it's a responsibility to Mumkai as well to also assist Parliament, because you have been coming to our meetings, you know what we want at the end of the day. Because, now, but what are we? But what are that?
Within the department, the moral regeneration movement is the funding allocated from Arts Total Development Service, okay. ASDY, which is led now by the weekend review.
Okay.
But we're looking at this now for the chief directory on social cohesion and nation building. It will be housed there. Thank you.
Mr. Jim, now we are selfish, because we know our records, how they are. That's why we only say that you try and meet your entities, not to help them, so that one can get away with it. Because as you say, if they report to you, the question could not be asked yesterday when I asked in our own little corner. Because it seems no one seems to know the department, where is MRM reporting, where, who knows other questions. We are surprised now that says, if yesterday when we had our own little corner, no one could answer where it's reporting, who corner said, so we won't shake your head and say no, we were there. It seems no one knows where MRM is reporting, when was last time MRM is reporting. So we will call you again sooner than you think, and would request that, Mom, that at least we're nice today. I think it's, unfortunately, but next time we won't be nice. The reason I want your office as well is because sometimes you need to sit out, but I would request that, ma'am, so that at the end of the day, if we can intervene, we can also intervene in the provincial, our counterparts in the province. But how do I intervene there? They will say you have social cohesion, and then those of you will be. Report? You know, I think you understand the point that you are raising. We will talk. Okay, thank you so much for coming, and unfortunately, I am in our department of Salaab. However, I have a good job, I have a good job, especially in the Rompis.
But tea outside, I'll just give them for 10 minutes just to have tea and bathroom. Mr. Fent, I'll ask you to come here to go to the presentation here and your members. And 10 minutes, members, and fresh tea outside. Vera?
Thank you.